WBR New York on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
907 in New York City, 907, 55 degrees. It is a fall day, and it's you and me. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. Nobody's going to bother us now. It's just us, and we can talk about what matters to us personally, not political theory, high-end political theory, or some pig in a bathtub with a cigarette. What was that picture? What the heck was that picture? No, we can talk about what matters to us, which is this. We live in an apartment building. That is the greatest scam for a kid at Halloween. It is the best scam. Kids in the suburbs are exhausted and threatened every time they have to go out for Halloween. They have to go up and down streets. They have to be aware of dogs. They have to be careful not to stay out too late. The cops will go boo, 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 boo. But in an apartment building, it is the best scam because a kid, an eight-year-old kid, looks at the apartment building and goes, this is a giant pile of candy. They look at it and say, this is a giant pile of candy. And the smart kids start not at the top floor, because the top floor apartments clean out fastest. Everybody starts at the top. They start at the next to the top floor. And they go down and they wait. There'll be some apartments that pretend they're not there. Everybody is home on Halloween. Everybody. And the smart kids will stand outside the doors where they hear nothing, and they just keep knocking. They just keep knocking. And eventually, the old lady opens the door. What do you want? You have candy, don't you? Yes. And gives them some candy. It's the best scam in the world. They don't have to go outside. They don't have to be threatened by giant dogs. They don't have to be threatened by scary neighbors. They just stay in the apartment building. And they go from the top to the bottom. Best deal. And they pray for what? Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. If you can get more than one Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, it is a home run. You have done well. I don't know how to turn off that cell phone. I can't. I have too much to do. I'm trying to do a WABC show. That's quite enough. Quite enough. But listen to me carefully. There's another part to Halloween that no one talks about. No one. The other part to Halloween that no one talks about is this. Do you always turn in the UNICEF money? Do you always turn it in? You get the UNICEF money, and what happens? Where does the UNICEF money go? Where does it go? You give it to mom. She puts it on top of the refrigerator. And it sits there, and she says, I'll keep it safe up there. And every day you come home, you're eating dinner, you look at the top of the refrigerator, and there's the UNICEF money. And you got a lot of UNICEF money. I mean, it was packed. Your UNICEF money was packed. And then one day, it disappeared. And you said, Mom, where's the UNICEF money? Oh, I took care of it. I took it downtown. Da, da, da. And you believed her. You believed her. Or they said at school, now be sure to bring it in, and you promised yourself you'd bring it in, but you never did. This is the time to confess that there were years you did not turn in the UNICEF money. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC, which leads us to the adjacent topic. As a parent, what have you stolen from your kids? I didn't say, did you steal anything from your kids? I said, what have you stolen from your kids? What has it been? What have you borrowed from your kid and promised to give it back? What did you say? You know, I'll give it back to you. Listen, and then when they're at school, you go into that piggy bank, don't you? And Uncle George had given them a 50 at Thanksgiving. And it's in that piggy bank, and you know it's in there, and you know the kid needs milk, and you need it for food. Therefore, it's justified, because the kid's never going to go in the piggy bank. And you keep saying, don't go in your piggy bank. Be sure to save your money. You're going to need the money. Meanwhile, you don't want to be exposed. You don't want the kid to see that you took the money. Maybe there have been other things that you've taken from your kid. I will confess to you, there's a reason I'm doing this. Number one, there were a couple years where my family had a really tough time. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Saturday night. This is Sterling on Saturday. And I get to be with you every Saturday night from 9 to 10 p.m. 9 to 10 p.m. We get to talk about not political theory. I know it's wacky, but I think there's room for that. And we had tough times. And when you have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, sometimes when you're having tough times, the prayer is, could I please afford a gallon of milk? Because a quart of milk is a different lifestyle. If I could just afford a gallon of milk, that would change my lifestyle. Now, people who know me would have a lot of trouble believing that this is true, but it's absolutely true. And there are 30 million Americans out of work, 3 million more applied last month. They're living on food stamps, Medicaid, and unemployment. And it's not a party. Sometimes it's been necessary for me to borrow, quote, quote, from my children so I could feed my children. It's a lousy feeling. Did you ever have to do this? Did you ever borrow anything from your kids? I know that we have. We've borrowed money for food. My wife has borrowed jewelry from my kids that, gee, mom's worth this. And there are tough times. A lot of people are having tough times. But the piggy bank robber is usually mom and dad. What happened to all the money in my piggy bank? Have you ever done that? 800-848-WABC. 800-848-WABC. No judgment here. Now, listen to this. On The Real Housewives of New Jersey, which is, in my opinion, the only Real Housewives that have been. There haven't been any other Real Housewives. The Real Housewives of New Jersey set the tone for the series. And the reason it set the tone for the series is that they didn't have to do anything but be themselves. You go to the Real Housewives of Montana and they have to make up trouble. They have to make up drama, right? There's no problems in Montana, but in Jersey, there's going to be problems. There are always going to be problems in Jersey. And they set the tone for this series. So the Real Housewives of New Jersey, there's always trouble and the table being thrown over. And oh, my God. But it's just Jersey.
You don't need your friends to
she
do
doesn't need
I
me.
Didn't ask
she
them.
She didn't ask
okay,
me.
Okay, then
no,
when you're ready,
no,
talk to me.
No, no.
When you're
Taylor,
ready, talk
stop.
To me.
What?
Chill out.
Barry Granito has filed a suit against Elvira Grau. A devastated single mom claims she has been taken for more than $33,000 by a party-planning friend of Teresa Giudice. And she's filed a lawsuit over it. Barry Granito, an Upper East Side real estate agent, told The Post that she paid $33,000 to Elvira Grau to host a bar mitzvah for her son. Now that the party has to be canceled because of COVID, she claims Grau won't give her the money back. All right. Keeping a kid's bar mitzvah money, $33,000 to give the kid a good bar mitzvah, it's kind of low. But it's no lower than when you got your kid baptized or bar mitzvahed and they got money, savings bonds, stock certificates. Around the time they were 12 or 13, that money kind of disappeared. And because the kid was a baby, the kid didn't know that it was there. It was there for college, but you needed to get it for, you know, a Boy Scout uniform. Oh, I have an amazing piece of information about the Boy Scouts. Amazing. And this is what happens. There's this big gap between the time a kid is born or a time a kid is starting to fill their piggy bank and the time the kid can control their wealth. And it's during those sketchy periods that parents, myself included, have borrowed from my children. And sometimes the piggy bank disappears. Sometimes the piggy bank is emptied. Sometimes some things are taken out of the piggy bank and then quietly put back. But I have a kid who knew exactly what was in those piggy banks. Not just, you know, how much money, but the denominations, and she kept track, and we'd argue over it. It was not good. Have you had that experience? This is confession. your chance to confess these crimes against your children. My number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. Now, let me tell you this amazing fact. Now, we'll save it. Let me tell you one more thing about Halloween. You can win any bar bet with this. What is the least busy day at Disney World? The lowest attendance day at Disney World. Do you know what it is? It's Halloween, because that's the kid holiday. The kids want to be home. That's their holiday. I figured the lowest attendance day would be Christmas. No, Christmas, booming. Great Christmas gift. Terrific. You want to have a great time at Christmas? Go to Disney World. You want to have to deal with your relatives? It'll be warm. Your kids will be insanely happy. Best Christmas gift you could do. But it's a low attendance day on Halloween. Isn't that amazing? I find that amazing. Well, this story about one housewife suing another sort of over the fact that their kid, bar mitzvah money, was allegedly stolen, $33,000 for a party, is terrible. It's just terrible. All right, 800-848-WABC. You and I get to talk on a Saturday night. 800-848-WABC. What a thrill. What an honor to be on after Cousin Bruce Morrow, the cousin. Terrific. We have a long history. I've known him since 1974. But don't tell anybody. And that deal he had at Sirius, at 15 years he spent at Sirius, I brought him to Sirius. I recruited him. So we have a long and good friendship. I love being with you at 919. This is 77 WABC.
We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
All right, here we are in the Uber, in the Lyft. It's a great night in New York City. New York City in October, my favorite month. In fact, during times in my life when I traveled for business, you know, traveling businessman, I made sure that I did not travel in October, because this is the greatest month in the city. It's a grown-up month. You know, this is when all the grown-ups get together and have their very serious meetings. The PTA meetings happen and the board meetings happen and everybody gets together and they have very serious things. Now, I love this guy. This is Vic Ferrari. Vic Ferrari wrote a book about true New York City Police Department detective stories. These are true stories. This is quite the guy. These are Vic's stories on Sterling on Saturday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book. So in a lot of ways, an NYPD locker room is a schoolyard filled with 14-year-olds. It's a snake pit with just guys constantly breaking balls. So any changes in appearance or anything, guys are all over you busting your balls. So I worked with a guy who was losing his hair. He was balding, and he had reddish-brown hair, and he'd taken off a couple of days, and when he returned from vacation, he had a full head of hair. So I says, Bobby, you're going to get your balls busted. And he goes, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And I go, Bobby, you can't gaslight a whole precinct. So he wouldn't even confide in me that he had a toupee. It didn't fit right. The color was wrong. It was a mess. So he goes upstairs, and he's getting his balls busted. My lieutenant pulls me aside, and he goes, Ferrari, what the hell is up with your partner? I said, I don't know what you're talking about, boss. He goes, what's wrong with him? He goes, he leaves here the other day bald as an eagle, and now he comes back looking like Carrot Top. I says, boss, I don't know what to tell you. I think he's combing his hair differently. He goes, nah, don't give me that crap. So for the next 2 weeks, I had to field questions from everybody from our commanding officer to the precinct janitor as to why my partner was wearing a toupee, despite the fact my partner wouldn't confide with me in it. But my partner had a master plan. Unbeknownst to everyone, he had put in a transfer to the mounted unit. So within a couple of weeks, he was gone, and the ball busting stopped, and he wound up in the mounted unit where he was able to wear a helmet over his head to cover that ridiculous toupee. So that's a story from my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
I just think that you said it. Just to be stupid.
All right, Jerry in the Bronx, welcome to Sterling on Saturday on 77 WABC.
All right, Walter, and get ready to start breaking into those piggy banks again because they're expanding Cousin Brucey's show. You know, it really gets desperate if you got to take money from the kids or somebody younger than you or something. But you did bring up an interesting point. I mean, there's people who are unemployed. They don't want to extend the federal benefits, which is more money. People, you hear them talking about rationing their drugs, their medicines, because they can't afford it. This is happening inside America. This is ridiculous that this takes place. This could be easily fixed. But unfortunately, because it's a presidential year, the president gets blamed for this, even though the girl from San Francisco doesn't want to really come up to the table and just end it and just get the money out to these people who need it. They were thrown out of work. They were told not to go to work, something they didn't want to go to work. And talking about kids and stuff, taking money from kids in piggy banks and all that stuff, it's good to hear that some kids are saving money, that they have that kind of incentive to do that. But what would be the incentive to break into a kid's piggy bank? Do you have another paycheck coming? Can you elaborate on that?
This was a couple of years ago. And it was at a point in our lives when I prayed that my kids' play dates with other kids would extend through dinner, because then they'd get food. Now, my kids never missed a meal because I did whatever I had to do to make sure they didn't understand how profound the problem is. But believe me, I was not alone. There are millions and millions and millions of people in America today who are like, how are we going to eat? They've run out of relatives. They've run out of neighbors. How are we going to eat? That is the key problem. And I don't want to go all through that, because who needs to get depressed on a Saturday night? But let me tell you what I learned, Jerry. Let me tell you what I learned about being down and out and needing to borrow money from people. What I learned was that the people who you would most think could give you money because you knew they had money, or they were close relatives or close friends from college, and you knew that they could help you, were the least likely to. The people who would help you when you're down and out were people who had at some point in their lives suffered. They were able to have empathy. They understood your problem because they had lived your problem. Some terrible event, some tragic event had happened to them, and therefore you asking for $100 was nothing.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
All right, it's 928 at WABC, 928 at WABC. Who's E. Frank? What's an E. Frank? Is that like a DJ name? Elizabeth? Eddie? Mr. Frank? Sir? Hi.
Hello there, Mr. Sterling. I actually called you years ago when you were in Philadelphia doing your show. I called you from here, right from my phone line, through your 1-800 line. So I remember you very well, and I'm glad you're working now here and doing your show from WABC.
You know, it's an honor, and we're still on in Philadelphia on WPHT, so thank you. Life in Astoria, how's that going today?
Well, we have to be under local municipal pandemic regulations under phase four from our lovely mayor, de Blasio. So life is not too difficult, but it's very painful in part.
Yo, yo, yo.
Anyway.
Yo, yo, yo. I built a wall at Gracie Mansion, but not to keep the Mexicans out.
That's our mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called tonight because I just wanted to raise an issue that you might be able to decipher. They've been accusing Hunter Biden of having a video. They found a video that he was doing a form of controlled substance.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Every single thing that Hunter Biden could be accused of, he will be accused of during the next 30 days. It's a given. And from the photos we've seen in the New York Post, delivered thanks to our great host, nothing will surprise me. The guy did not have the best Boy Scout record. I thank you very much. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about the sketchy history of UNICEF. Yes, the sketchy history of UNICEF. And what else I got? Oh, yeah, and that Steve Bing guy, you know, that Steve Bing guy, that was the life that I wanted. The Stephen Bing life. Well, he was boyfriended to Elizabeth Hurley. And It seems that when he died, he owed American Express $100,000, even though he was insanely rich. He was so dysfunctional that even though he had the money, he couldn't manage to write the check. You and I have a lot more to talk about. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. It's a great night to be in New York City. It's an honor to be with you on 77 WABC.
We are New York on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
All right, it's very exciting to be with you at 9:36 on a Saturday night. Here we are, 9:36, 79-7. That was the score of Clemson against Georgia Tech, 79-7. Now, what's thrilling about that is that I don't care. What'd you say? What? Oh, 73-7, 73-7. Clemson to Georgia Tech. Now, what's thrilling about this is that I know nothing about sports. I don't care about sports. Therefore, I decided, all right, if I'm going to pay attention to anything, I'm going to pay attention to a team that always wins. Clemson always wins. Why do they do that? Because they have Trevor Lawrence, the prettiest quarterback in America. He's got killer hair. He's 6'6". He's got a Jesus arm. He scored 5 touchdowns in the first half. The only thing I understand about football is downs. That's all I understand. When the flags go and the whistles go, I don't understand it. I can't begin to tell you how many times it has been explained to me. It has been explained to me by beautiful women, by smart guys, actually by an NFL player tried to explain football to me. I don't get it. When I see a play on the field, my eyes blur. Same thing with basketball. I'm like, why are they doing all this running around for so long? Why don't they have a soda and sit down and rest like me? That's my goal. Why can't I? My goal all day, when people say, you know, it's very important to have goals. Yes, I do have goals. You ready? My goal is to sit down in the most comfortable chair in the house, of which there is only one, and I bought it. My beautiful, much younger, very exciting wife buys the most uncomfortable furniture possible. And so I sit in the most comfortable chair. I turn on the TV, I watch Fox News for about 8 seconds to learn that everything's fine. No matter what the crazy man's doing, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. And then I watch Below Deck Mediterranean. Below Deck Mediterranean is my passion because that I understand. Here are 8 people who are running a yacht. They're responsible for a yacht, and as best I can tell, they all dropped out of high school in Australia. These are Australian high school dropouts. And now they're on a $500 million yacht, a $500 million yacht in the Mediterranean, and they're running around making dinner. There's always trouble with dinner. And then they argue over who's going to make the beds for the customers. Now, their passengers pay $100,000 for this week of cruising the Mediterranean. Whatever these people did to become customers of this yacht and get and have $100,000 for the week was absolutely not based on skills. I don't know what those people did to get on that yacht, but they always bring too much luggage. They always, in my opinion, drink too much and have inappropriate behavior in general. I love that show. And then I read about how they produce that show. It's insane. I don't know why Bravo isn't behind Below Deck more, Below Deck Mediterranean. Bravo doesn't seem to be totally behind it. They're all obsessed with the Real Housewives. Real Housewives aren't very interesting to me because I know Real Housewives and I avoid them. I avoid them as much as you do. We don't want anything but Below Deck Mediterranean. Oh, my gosh. It's the best show ever. It's fantastic.
For New York's information and entertainment station, WABC, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Okay, first thing, point of order here on Florida Stories. Some of you reach out to me, and I don't get a whole lot of response, but 3 of you sent me the story of a guy in Louisiana who got caught trying to sneak a gun into jail up his backside. All 3 of them said, I know this didn't happen in Florida, but no, there is no but. you're being lazy. And I understand you just thought of a good punchline, so you sent me the story with like a come and take it, or this gives new meaning from my cold dead butt or whatever. But you're being lazy. All you have to do is go search for a similar story in Florida, and there's a good chance it's happened within the month. So I checked, and sure enough, it's not the same story, but in Indian River County, a man was arrested on a weapons charge. He was pulled over. He was a felon with a gun. So they took him into jail, and when they were booking him into jail, they found a bag of weed up his backside. So it's almost the same thing. And now that you've done the proper legwork, now you get to make the jokes. Hit it, boys. Maybe he should have brown-nosed the deputy. If he was trying to not get caught, he did a crappy job. I think it's high time he got a lawyer. If it smells like, you must acquit. I guess that's what he gets for trying to avoid the joint. And why can't he just swallow a baggie like Walter does? Yes, yes, thank you. See? See? That's how it's done. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock Media production. Find me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For New York's information and entertainment station, WABC, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
We need to get you dressed.
Have you seen those ads online, mostly online, that you could sue the Boy Scouts if you were ever in the Boy Scouts and you were mishandled by the Boy Scouts, by a leader in the Boy Scouts? You could sue them, that they have billions and billions of dollars in assets, and you have to file suit by the end of October. If there is trouble at Boy Scout camp because the leader of the camp, the Boy Scout leaders, weren't paying attention and taking proper care of you, you could file a lawsuit. And the Boy Scouts have billions and billions in assets. How do they have billions and billions of assets? How do the Boy Scouts have millions? Maybe it's just millions. How do they have millions and millions of assets? How much are lanyards going for? What do they have? Canvas tents. Old books from the 1930s about how to tie knots. I'm serious. How do they have major assets? It was very confusing to me. Not a major problem. Nothing that I had to deal with every hour, but it was there. It was confusing to me. And then I found out. I found out the primary source of revenue for the Boy Scouts.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
It turns out that for many years, Kate Smith had the exclusive right to sing God Bless America, written by Irving Berlin, in public performances. She had the exclusive right for a long time. Irving Berlin and Kate Smith decided that all performance royalties for God Bless America would go to the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts, to this day, get the performance royalties for God Bless America. Isn't that amazing? That's how they have significant assets.
Just to say you said it, just to be stupid.
800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. Walter Sterling on a Saturday night. Is this the best? What could be better than having this show with you and me? One of the things that I'm always reminded of when I listen to Cousin Bruce Morrow is that when I've gone to a live concert, it's always interesting as to which ones make me feel that this is fantastic. And it's unusual which ones make me feel this is fantastic. The greatest live concert I ever saw was amazing. It was not The Who. It was not Ozzy Osbourne. It wasn't a pyrotechnic concert. You know what it was? I was at the Warren County, New Jersey Fair. Now, you and I usually don't go to county fairs. To us, that's like a medieval festival. There's no greater hell than a medieval festival. That's really as low as it gets. A medieval festival. Oh. oh, play along. They're going to come up and say hello to you, the characters at the medieval festival. They're going to show you jewelry. They're going to flirt with you. No, I'm going to punch you out. Don't you get anywhere near me at a medieval festival. And you can get these beautiful candles and tarot cards read. And no tarot cards. I'm at the Warren County Fair in Warren County, New Jersey, which is way in the northwest part of the state and has not changed over time. It's like the island on Lost. Nothing has changed there in 50 years. It's the way it was in 1970. It's still the same. And there's a strange diner at the foot of a mental health institution that, you know, people visiting people who have mental health issues visit, and they're all a little off. Everything there is a little off, like time forgot. Everything time forgot in Warren County, New Jersey. Well, now we're at the Warren County Fair. And the promise was that Jerry Lee Lewis would perform. Now, I had never seen Jerry Lee Lewis in person. I knew who he was. And I knew he'd be late. And sure enough, Jerry Lee Lewis was late, probably about an hour and a half. This was back when he was still married to Moira. The limo pulls up. It has Louisiana plates. He had come up by limo. He didn't get in the plane. And he gets up on the back of a flatbed truck in front of a stand-up piano. All by himself. He sits there and he starts to play. And that is when I saw the difference between a rock and roll star and a guy playing rock music. It was when he started to play. Because what I saw was a man struck by Satan. This was a man who was thunderstruck by Satan. You were going to watch every single thing he did because it wasn't coming from him. It was coming from very much a different place. And I had never seen anything like it. To this day, I have never seen anybody command the stage as effectively as Jerry Lee Lewis. Not The Who, not Hanson, not Debbie Gibson, all the concerts that I enjoy, none of them, except one guy, this guy. I saw Benny King standing at the edge of the stage in Madison Square Garden at the 50th anniversary of Atlantic Records, and he stood there by himself. Nobody around him, no big production. He stood there, and he was in charge of Madison Square Garden. And I'm like, I think he's been struck by Satan. There are certain people that have work to do here. And they're going to do it, and no one needs to do it with them. I've never seen performances like that. Remarkable rock performances. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. I am Walter Sterling. You and I can get in touch at any time. I have a Gmail, because no one will give me a real account. It's WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I have a spectacular webpage, Walter Sterling Show, S-T-E-R, Walter Sterling Show. It would be great to hear from you. You and I can become pen pals via the internet. Fantastic, right? It is 950, and this is 77 WABC.
We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
Star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
God bless America.
You know, if you just play this once an hour, you don't have to scream at the Democrats. It's completely unnecessary. Remember that reference to John Wayne this week, what somebody said? This is what John Wayne said that got everybody excited.
I was surprised one time when I found out I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never They never listened to your point of view.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
All right, now, Peloton recalls pedals on 27,000 of its bikes after 16 customers needed medical care, including lower leg stitches, after they broke off while they were riding. 27,000 Peloton bikes. Now, you know what the Peloton bike is? The Peloton bike is an exercise bike that has a big TV screen and somebody on the big TV screen yelling at you while you're exercising. And that's why I don't go to the gym. 800-848-WABC. Cadre in Mohegan Lake, welcome to the great WABC.
Good evening, Mr. Sterling. When I listen to you, I have to say you must have listened to Gene Shepherd.
Well, if that's true, then we're both very old. Why do you say that?
Because of the topics you cover, and it reminds me a little bit of him. I never miss one of his shows, and I have to call him a mentor, although we did not know each other well.
Well, it's very kind of you. He was on a station in New York for 1 hour every night, where he told a story for 1 hour every night, and he did not take phone calls. He did not have guests. He told a story for 1 hour every night, and then he wrote A Christmas Story and narrated it, which is the great movie that we get at Christmas time. He wrote that, and everybody thinks it's, you know, stories that he told on the air. They were a conglomerate of stories that he told on the air. There were a lot of pieces from a lot of different stories, but he was a gifted storyteller, and you are a kind man. Where is Mohegan Lake?
Mohegan Lake is near Peekskill, which is in northern Westchester County.
And how many acres?
I really don't know.
That
I
you
live
own?
In a multi-unit.
No, no. Lake. How many acres do you own?
I don't own anything right now.
Because I was going to come and live with you.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC at 956, 956 from WABC. This Peloton thing. So I see these commercials on TV, and there are these people who are in perfect shape, in expensive apartments, in high-rises, surrounded by glass. And one guy looks across the way and sees a woman on her Peloton, and they're both pedaling. And here's the lie. This is the lie about any piece of exercise equipment. The people using them are smiling. When you're on a piece of exercise equipment, have you ever smiled? I am so miserable. There was a period of my life when I was very committed to getting skinny and fit. It was shortly before I got married. And I'd go to the gym regularly, and I had a personal trainer, Sam Levine. He was my personal trainer. And Sam was a great guy, is a great guy. And Sam had a dream. He was going to NYU. Sam had a dream, and his dream was to go live in L.A. And I'm a good talker. You may have noticed, I'm a good talker. And I'm listening to Sam go on about his dreams of going to Los Angeles and being a star in Hollywood. And I'm like, you know, Sam, you should go to L.A. I'm exercising. I am miserable. I'm praying to him not to talk. That's the other thing about this Peloton thing. When I'm exercising, I do not want anybody talking to me. It's the only way I can get through it. Just be quiet. Don't talk. He keeps talking. And I said, you know, Sam, you really, if you want to go to L.A., you should go to L.A. And finally, he got out of NYU, and he went to L.A. And as soon as Sam left and went to L.A., he got what he wanted, and I got what I wanted, because I never had to go to the gym again. Color and sky, brush and blue. I see that the nonsense continues in Portland. The thing about Portland and what confuses you is that it is not a real city. It's near Seattle, which is a real city. Portland, not a real city. No need to pay any attention to it. Has this been spectacular? We've had a good time tonight. I have so much fun doing this show. I love doing this show. Let's stay in touch. Walter Sterling Show. www.newyorkstalkradio70.com. That's where you can find out all the information about this show and me. And you can send me an email. I love to get email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. And then I've got a Facebook page because by law, talk show hosts must have Facebook pages. And I have a podcast, which is on Apple iTunes, and it's called Midnight Misfits, because you and I don't fit in. That's why you're listening to the radio at this time. That's why I'm on the radio. This, you know, if he's a good, solid host, he'd be on 5 days a week. No, if I screamed at the Democrats, I'd be on 5 days a week. But who needs that? I mean, does anybody need that? No. We get to talk about life. We get to talk about the things that we care about. Oh, Samantha, 8 years old. Go to bed. Samantha, go to bed. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Saturday on the greatest station ever, 77 WABC.